I didn't even appreciate how hard it was the second tour for him. He called one day, and there was all this mortar in the background, and I didn't even say anything about it, but he said, "Yeah, don't worry about that, Mom. It's just practice shooting." And after he came home, he admitted that they weren't practice. He just didn't want me to know. And while he was there, I was getting a sense that it wasn't the same as the first tour, which had been fairly quiet, really. And I would get Google alerts. You can ask Google to send you alerts using keywords. So I just said Marines in Ramadi. He was in Ramadi. Sometimes I would get 12 Google alerts a day. A Marine was killed or someone was wounded. And it was like torture, but you had to know. You couldn't not know. And I would get these alerts and I would look at this and I'd think, oh my God, you know, it could be my child. I would throw up in the bathroom. And then slowly as the day wore on, you'd find out that it was a different company or a different rank or a different something. And you'd realize that it wasn't your Marine. And then you'd realize that it was somebody's Marine. that my good fortune was someone else's misfortune. And one day I'd gotten one of these alerts and it was a Marine had died, and he called me the day after, and I told him how scared I'd been, that I was afraid it was him. And he'd been right there. The Marine died in his arms. He's had his last words, and he just missed the blast by 5 meters himself. And he made that statement. He used that manner of speaking that warriors, soldiers use when they're under that kind of stress all the time. And he just said, "I guess it wasn't my day to die, Mom." And my God, I can't tell you what those words did to me. Can you imagine a job where that's the state of mind you have to get in to be able to go out and do that job? And I had another sense of how bad it was for him, and this is kind of a metaphysical sense. When my son went to Iraq the first time, my daughters and I held a little ritual, and we wanted to do everything that we could to protect him while he was over there, and we prayed, and we set up an altar, and we blessed some amulets and trinkets and send them to him, and his little sisters were just certain that bullets would bounce off of him and he would be safe. And in addition to that, my mother, who had died a few years before that, and his dog, who had been murdered by a neighbor, I asked them, you know, I asked my mom and his dog to watch over him. And they came to me, my mom and Junior was the dog, came to me in a dream one night, and they didn't say anything to me, they just looked at me and nodded, like they understood, you know, we'll watch over him, we'll take care of him. And he came home and he was fine. So when he went back the second time, I asked them again, you know, please take care of John. And shortly after John had gone over there, Junior came to me in a dream, and he was so sorry. He was so sorry. But he was telling me in this dream that he couldn't be there because there was so much gunfire, and because he'd been shot, he was gun shy. And I told him, "It was okay, I love you, you've done it, it's okay." And then I knew from that dream how bad it was. He was in so many firefights, he doesn't know how many. He was hit by 7 IEDs when he was over there, 5 primary, 2 secondary. And it was bad. And so when he came home, I thanked my ancestors and God and Buddha and everyone for protecting him and bringing him home. And my mother had been an alcoholic during her lifetime, and I didn't give her as much credit, I think. And one day I was driving to Coos Bay, actually, wasn't thinking about anything, and out of the blue, just like a flash, it dawned on me that it was my mom who brought him home. She did it for me. I don't know how she did it, but just as much as I know you're sitting there, I know she got him home for me. And it was her way of taking care of us. And she couldn't do it so well in life, but she could do it in death. Anyway, and I've shared that with John. He did tell me when he came back that he believed in God now, and he believed strongly that it was divine intervention that brought him home.